Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
It is then 21 minutes past 5. Good morning to you. Welcome to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. My name is Abongile Ntselentsele. Now, the city of Johannesburg is running out of space for rubbish it risks hitting an ultimate disaster to the point where if they're not doing anything about it in the next six months, they will have to transport their rubbish to Mpumalanga using a train. And so we bring that conversation home then and find out from our MACO member for Waste and Services, Councillor Zanthia Lemberg, about what the status of Cape Town's landfill sites are and what plans we have regarding recycling. Councillor, very good morning to you once again. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
I must say, it's quite weird talking to you, and we're not going to be talking about water.
I know, it is.
But I mean, also talking about something which I do believe that, you know, one thing we've learned from water is that we need to take a look at all of these issues at an earlier stage. We talk about landfills in Joburg, but in the Western Cape, or rather in Cape Town, dare I ask, how many landfill sites do we have in Cape Town, and how close are we to reaching capacity?
So Cape Town has 3 active landfill sites. The landfill capacity has been determined through airspace availability earlier this year. And so considering all of the factors such as recycling efforts and diversion of building waste, we should have about 10 to 15 years capacity for the city of Cape Town. The one landfill site in particular that closes in this year, Bellville, is scheduled to close in September. This site will, however, be used for boulders and rubble green waste, which will be processed at that site, and the waste will then also be transported to the Vissershoek landfill site. So we will be using the Bellville landfill site in other particular ways to ensure that the diversion efforts continue.
And, you know, when we talk about landfills, what is being done to free up the landfill site spaces, so to speak?
So the main intention always is to avoid waste going to landfill by introducing diversion opportunities. And when we talk about diversion, is essentially taking away waste materials that can be recycled. And so there's a number of programs that the city currently supports, like the Think Twice, which is a curbside recycling collection of mixed recyclables in certain areas. It's currently only being offered to 150,000 households across the city, but we are planning for alternative models for this type of service to be carried out elsewhere. But in the interim, the city is, also has 20 drop-off sites, which is where public can use these facilities for free to drop off waste, including recyclable materials and most of the types of green waste and construction rubble generated at the household level, as well as garage waste such as old furniture and recyclable and usable materials from the drop-off sites are then recovered by contractors, and they then obviously repurpose that waste and it is utilized in the industry. So we've got a waste recycling app for the city, which residents can easily find and then download to find out where your closest drop-off site is and where other private recycling collectors are in proximity to yourself that you can utilize as well. In addition, recycling service providers who wish to be listed on the city's recycling app should also please contact the city. You can do so by emailing re.cycling@capetown.gov.za.
We will certainly keep that address for you. 25 minutes past 5. Good morning to you. If you've just joined us, we are chatting to MACO member for Waste Services, Zanthia Lemberg, joining us this morning to talk to us about Cape Town landfill sites. And we're trying to figure out how far are we to reaching capacity and what the city is, in fact, doing to ensure that we, in fact, never actually reach that specific point. Talking about recycling, Councillor, are we, or rather, let's put it this way. What is the City of Cape Town doing to encourage recycling?
So the city supports a number of, obviously, organizations that privately collect waste through promoting them via our app. But we also, most importantly, run our 20 drop-off facilities. And as I indicated, these are accessible to the public. We provide capacity at these drop-off sites to separate waste and to, at that point, then indicate what waste goes to landfill and what can then be diverted to industry for other recycling purposes or reuse. The city also supports waste exchange programs, and there's a free online system that allows businesses, schools, and organizations or individuals to exchange their waste with one another. It's called Integrated Waste Exchange, and there's a new users must obviously first register on what is called the IWEX system, and IWEX just stands for Integrated Waste Exchange. And these users then obviously exchange the waste and arrange for collection or delivery. So the city attempts to consolidate much of the recyclable and waste opportunities in one point through our app, and then residents can obviously access this information as well to ensure that they are able to easily recycle waste or divert waste to ensure it doesn't end up in the landfill.
Mm. And dear councillor, I mention this specific word, but I have to. I mean, talking about recycling, will we ever, as you know, the City of Cape Town, ever make it compulsory for residents to recycle in the hope that we never reach day zero for waste management?
Well, I think that going forward in the future, that is something that the city will definitely consider. We are investing a significant amount of money into infrastructure to recycle waste. At our Coastal Park landfill in 2019-2020, we are rolling out a materials recovery facility, and in Athlone, there'll be a recovery transfer station in 2021. And so that needs to be partnered with households and businesses, also ensuring that at a household and a business level, there is a, not only an appetite, but there is a buy-in to the importance of recycling to ensure that we can maximize capacity at our landfill sites, because they will obviously, as the city grows, be under great pressure, and we need to ensure that we manage those appropriately. And the diversion of waste is one particular way to do so.
Councillor, once again, thank you. Thank you so very, very much for joining us and maybe, yeah, and giving us an idea of what's happening with our waste lens. But, looking forward to chatting with you again in the near future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Councillor Xanthia Limburg, Cape Town's Mayoral Committee Member for Informal Settlements, Water, Waste Services and Energy, joining you this morning to talk to you about our landfills. And I mean, it's something that we need to consider in South Africa, and more specifically within the Western Cape, understanding that the city of Johannesburg is running out of space for rubbish as it risks hitting the ultimate disaster point in 6 years if nothing is done. Where the city says that if they don't do anything about the landfills in about 6 years' time, they will actually have to transport by train to a landfill, or their rubbish to a landfill site in Mpumalanga. So certainly, if you're in Cape Town, the conversation we're having with you right now, if you're in the Western Cape, are you recycling? Is this something that you actively do? What would it take to actually change your mindset?